We're learning from the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, on page 513, item 96. You can ask questions in our website. You can find this text so also there. Let's start from item 96. Despite the above-mentioned ascent of Zeranpin, despite the above-mentioned ascent of Zat to Abba Ve'ima, it does not mean that they were altogether absent from their place and rose to Abba Ve'ima, since there is no absence in the spiritual. Also, any change of place in spirituality does not mean that it has departed from its former place and moved to a new location as one relocates in corporeality. Rather, there is merely an addition here. They came to the new location while remaining in the former one. Thus, although the Zat rose to Abba Ve'ima Tuman, they still remained in their place at their lower degree as before.
Because there is no lacking in spirituality, and everyone who is moved from its place to a new place so remains in its place and is also in the new place. And if from the new place he goes back to the old place, so there is no old place anymore, but he was in a different place, got new qualities, because he changes a place, changes everything, changes his fortune, so he comes back to his place, supposedly, not anymore. He himself is already something else. There are changes, changes in place, changes in the fulfillment in that place. That's why every moment in spirituality, meaning a change, every change in spirituality is changes everything from one end to the other. Because when all parts are connected to one another, you have a small change that makes changes in the entire system. So, we have Keter, Abba, Ve'ima, and Zon. Keter, Abba, Ve'ima, and Zon. So Zon or Zat, doesn't matter how you want to call it, when they ascend to Abba Ve'ima, so a part of them that is connected to Achab of Abba Ve'ima ascend, and in somewhat also remains in its own place. So the part that did ascend and remains there is in order to connect Abba Ve'ima face to face and cause a zivug. And that part is called raising man, a deficiency that rises from below upward. You can ask, what's the difference between the vessels that rise and the deficiencies that rise? So the upper one that the partsuf from the lower part rises, the upper part feels its deficiency. What does it want from me? What can I do for him? That's why it's called man, mei nukvin, that not all the qualities ascend, but only what he needs from the upper one. That's what he raises. And that's what the upper one feels from him. When he's in the upper one and receives the fulfillment, so when he goes back to his place, he's not the same as he was when he ascended. When he comes down, he's already called mud, that he comes down with the fulfillment. And there's a force there that when he descends, he can lose that force or build a masach and perform a new action. Meaning a sense and descent in spirituality, it's not like in corporeality that I take a pencil, raise it, and bring it down. So if he's not here, now he's here, and he's not up because I brought it back down. No. In spirituality, every time the whole system of all the olamot, the worlds, changes, even from the smallest movement in any place in it. That's why in spirituality there are constant changes that are very big. You can't really find them, you can't count them, but only according to integrating in them.
Item 97. Similarly, you can understand that even though we say that once Zon rose to Man, to Abba Ve'ima, and received their lights there, and left there, and returned to their place below, here too, it does not mean that they departed their place above and moved to the place below. Had Zon been absent from their place above in Abba Ve'ima, the Zivug de Abba Ve'ima face-to-face would stop instantaneously. They would return to being back-to-back, as before. This would stop their abundance. And Zon, below, would lose their Mochin, too. It has already been explained above that Bina naturally craves only O Chasadim, as in, for he desires mercy. She has no interest whatsoever in receiving O Chochmah. Hence, she is back to back with Chochmah. Only when Zon ascend to them for Man, does Bina return in a face-to-face Zivug with Chochmah, to bestow illumination of Chochmah to Zeranpin. Hence, it is necessary that the Zon will always remain there to give sustenance and subsistence to the Zivug de Abba Ve'ima face to face. For this reason, it cannot be said that Zon are absent from the place of Abba Ve'ima when they come to their place below. Rather, as we have said, any change of place is but an addition. Thus, although Zon descended from their place, they still remained above as well.
And they are there in order to perform the Zivug in Abba Ve'ima constantly. Questions? Yes.
If there is no absence in spirit, in the spiritual, and there are four states of Zon, before the ascent of Man, the ascent of the Man, and after they descended, it's Mad. So what kind of connection is there between the different states of Zon?
Cause and effect.
How do they affect each other once you have all these states?
They influence each other because they're connected. They are connected to one another.
But there is a difference in the form in all these states of Zon.
So what if there's two? So obviously they're different in form.
How can they affect each other and stay connected if there's a difference of form?
If there's no change in form, they won't be two. They'll be the same one.
We usually say that Zon, there's an ascent of Man to the upper.
The Zon that ascended are not the same Zon, and the Zon that descended aren't the same one that ascended. There are changes in them.
How does the Zon, when it's face-to-face, how does it affect or bestow the Zon that was before or after?
It supplies Zon that descended, supplies them with a force from Abba Ve'ima, so the Zon that descend will perform the action there. And there's a difference between Zon that ascended and Zon that descended. The Zon, whether they ascended and descended, it's not the same Zon that remained in the same place. I can't let you ask. You're already... That's it. You've deleted yourself. You erased yourself. Sorry. Yes.
Rav, there is a question about Nekudot Desag. When they descend as one patsuf below the tabo. And now, a whole olam emerges, seemingly three patsufim, Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon.
Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon are one Pirtzuf. It's not a Olam, a world. We're not speaking of Olam HaNikudim yet. There is no such thing. Olam HaNikudim only in Gadlut. That's about to be shattered. For now, we say that the Cholam, the light that descends through the Tabur to Keter, and in Abba Ve'ima and in Zon, and still we don't speak about the Zon that goes into Gadlut.
Thank you.
More? Yeah?
Well, it's not clear why Zon have to descend once there's the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima.
What ascended to Abba Ve'ima from Zon is their deficiency, that they want a force to perform Gadlut, right? A deficiency. They have a deficiency. Now they want a force to implement it. That's why this deficiency rises to Abba Ve'ima, gets force, gets fulfillment, what it wants. That's called a fulfillment. And descends down to Zon in order to supply Zon with a Masach.
So what is the meaning of them descending back? What's the meaning of this descent?
That to ascend from Abba Ve'ima means to receive the degree of Abba Ve'ima. To go down to Zon is to lose the degree of Abba Ve'ima and go down to Zon.
But if they lose the degree, so what do they pass on later?
Force.
Where is it? Where does it stay? How do they still have it if they descend?
So you're asking, how do the forces go from one state to the other, from degree to degree? And what clothing? On Ol Chozer, reflect the light.
And specifically in the descent, you have Ol Chozer that enables?
That specifically in the descent is where it exists. Otherwise, where do you need Ol Chozer?
It's as if the whole ascent of the man is clear, but the descent, it's not clear. How is that the continuation of the action?
Ascending is also an Ol Chozer, but the Ol Chozer that clothes the upper one. But after it's clothed, it's the Ol Chozer that descends.
And in it, you have the action that fills the lower?
Of course. I want to receive forces from the upper one in order to perform Gadlut. So I raise my deficiency to him. I guess it's justified that I'm demanding and I understand what I'm doing and the upper one gives it to me. When he gives it to me, I receive this force, go back down to my place and perform the action there.
It's as if my logic tells me that the Achap of, suppose, Abba Ve'ima could have done this action. Why do they need the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon?
What action?
This Zivug that can later come down.
How can it be without a deficiency from below?
Yes, it can be over the deficiency from below, but they seemingly elevate this deficiency and then bring it back down in a different way.
They don't really bring down the deficiency. They already below, they give the result of raising man, the forces.
So, what is this mad that comes down? Is that a masach or a fulfillment? Or
a force for the masach, yes.
So it's only the force for the masach that can be realized in a way that Zon come down to their place.
Yes. Yeah. What? More? Yeah.
Rav, what is the action with this descending Ol Chozer? What action of bestowal is it?
It's not the Ol Chozer. It's all the deficiency that rose upward to get the force of Masach, of correction, now goes back down to its place. And in that place, he has to realize it. He has to pass this force onward to the vessels.
How does it do it?
How does it? I can't say that now. It's Zivugim that we'll all learn about. You see, everywhere he tells you in a very shallow way, this goes up, that goes down. What happens internally, that we'll learn a bit of it, and also not really. 98.
Now you can understand the Sfirat Da'at that was initiated in the world of Nikudim. In all the Potsufim of Ak, through Nikudim, there are only 10 Sfirot Kachabzon. But from the world of Nikudim onward, there is the Sfirat Da'at, which we regard as Kachbadzon. The thing is that it has already been explained in item 79 that there was no ascent of man in the Patsufim of Ak, but only the ascent of the Masach to Pederosh. But you should know that the Sfirat Da'at extends from the ascent of man de Zon to Abba Ve'ima, as it has been clarified that Zon, which rose there to man, to Chochma and Bina, remain there even after their exit from there to their place below, to provide sustenance and subsistence to the Zivug de Abba Ve'ima face to face. These Zon, which remain in Abba Ve'ima, are called the Sfirah Da'at. Hence, now Chub, Chochma and Bina have the Sfirah Da'at, which sustains and positions them in a Zivug face to face. These are the Zon that rose to man there and remained there even after the exit of Zon to their place. Hence, from now on, we call the 10 Sfirot by the names Kachbad Zon. But in the Partsofim of Ak, prior to the world of Nikudim, before the raising of man, there was no Sfirah Da'at there. You should also know that the Sfirah Da'at is always called 5 Chasadim and 5 Gvurot, since the Zeranpin that remains there is considered 5 Chasadim, and the Nukva that remained there is considered 5 Gvurot.
Meaning, we don't have that. It's a deficiency that comes from below, in order to connect Chochma and Bina, to bring them to a Zivug, and to give them a result from below upward to expand in Zon. That's it. That's why it's not a Sfira. But when do we speak about it? When we want to emphasize that there is a deficiency, and then it puts the Paltzuf in such a way that to begin with, there is a demand that the abundance will expand into the Toch of the Paltzuf. That's it. Questions? Yeah?
Rav, if I understand correctly, the Paltzuf we're talking about starts in Tabu until the Pasa. Keter Abba Ve'ima and Zon. Until the Pasa? Not below the Pasa.
Not yet.
It's Katnot.
Yes.
So the question is, the Chisaron we're talking about, needing the fulfillment, is the deficiency of the Zon. It's above the Parsa. And the question is, the Achap of Zon, does it first rise to...
He doesn't ascend. The deficiency of Achab this Zon that wants to receive the force of the Masach in order to bestow later on, that rises to Abba Ve'ima.
And when does it happen that Abba Ve'ima descend their bring down their Achab?
Wait, we're not there yet.
We didn't talk about it yet?
That's the matter of the shattering of the vessels. It's the next part.
So just to understand, this matter of the Sfirah Da'at is a result of the ascent of
man from Zon to Abba Ve'ima. So the deficiency that Zon raised to Abba Ve'ima and the deficiency that connects Abba Ve'ima together, that deficiency is called Da'at.
Can we call it man that always stays there permanently? This deficiency?
Yeah. But it has a name, Da'at. More.
Ken?
Yes?
who establishes this deficiency to be there in Abba Veima?
Zon that raised that deficiency. Zon want to perform an action in order to bestow. They feel that there is an opportunity to bestow. So how can it happen that they don't do it? Spirituality is called that each and every one constantly searches with no stop in what else can he benefit, can he bestow.
Doesn't it come from Abba Ve'ima when they develop the acknowledgement on their own?
You can say it comes from Ein Sof, but we say about the action, where is it from? Not where it begins from. There's a thought of creation behind all this. But in Zon, we feel that they want to raise a deficiency to Abba Ve'ima in order to receive the Masach and then receive in order to bestow, which is their complete implementation. And that's what they do. The fact that the Upper One awakes it, of course it's the Upper One. Behind the scenes, you have the whole system working. But when you look at a person in this world, it's clear that he's activated, but does he feel it? He just works. Yeah.
I'm asking, I don't know if it's correct, but it feels as if the deficiency isn't real, as if Abba Ve'ima clothed on something that isn't really there.
The deficiency that the Zon raised to Abba Ve'ima isn't a real deficiency? Or is it a deficiency that Abba Ve'ima feels, an alien deficiency?
Not alien, maybe weak. Maybe it's an excuse for them to connect.
The fact that Abba Ve'ima get a plea from their baby, a mother and father feels that the baby cries, that's alien to them? They're not built for it? They gave birth to him. Abba and Iba give birth to Zon. From giving birth to Zon, Abba Ve'ima have a place of Zon, that in that place, to that womb, supposedly, the Zon raised their manta there. They have a place. That's why Abba Ve'ima have to do it.
That's the thing, that it's prepared in advance, only waiting for Zon.
Of course. From the place of birth. From the place of birth. Meaning there's a deficiency that was in Abba Ve'ima to give birth to Zon, and that same deficiency now, Zon raised man from it.
And is there an action that Abba Ve'ima do to awaken Zon to raise the man, or the mere fact that they're born?
Of course, they gave birth to it in such a way that a deficiency will develop to be an equivalence of form, to be big. We see the results in our world. Kids that grow, what, they don't want to be adults? They don't want themselves to be like Abba Ve'ima? Okay? Yeah. What's the connection between raising man and Reshimot? I was sure that the system reacts according to the Reshimot that awaken in it. Suddenly there's raising of man. It's like a deficiency from the lower one to the upper one.
You are correct. There is a new process here. Yes? That's true. You identified it.
Is there a connection to the Reshimot, or is there a completely different mechanism?
Everything goes according to the Reshimot. It's only that the Reshimot rise in a special way between the Potsufim. Some Reshimot awaken in the Potsuf. Some Reshimot awaken from one Potsuf to another.
So raising man or Reshimot that awaken from one Potsuf to the next.
We can say it's from a part of one Potsuf to a part of a different Potsuf, because that's where it's born and it's still connected. You don't turn as a child, you don't turn to a strange woman, you turn to your mother.
So that Reshimot, the special Reshimot that the Zon raised, they were born in the beginning from Abba Ve'ima, that gave birth to them, that created them. Or, because they think the question still exists, what makes Zon suddenly want to ascend?
The Rishimot that are in Zon are Rishimot of Katnut. In them, Rishimot of Gadlut awaken.
Why?
There's an illumination from above, Cholam Shuruk Chirik. And then these Rishimot awaken. When Rishimot awaken, Rishimot is a deficiency, it's a chisaron. It's the same kli, it's only not realized yet. So when these Rishimot receive light, they'll become, from Rishimot, they'll become Partsuf. Rishimot is like a drop of semen. You don't have the force, you don't have the strength, but the data, all the data is there. All you lack is the force. And then, it turns out, when the awakening comes, they ascend, and what they get from above is all they ask for. Because they have a chisaron, and Abba Ve'ima understand them, because they gave birth to them. And there is a place inside Abba Ve'ima, which is theirs. We call it legal. There are rules for that. And it's like a child who demands from his parents. He doesn't ask. He demands. Why is that? Because they gave birth to him. So it's natural for him to demand. And he's right by doing so. And Abba Ve'ima feel that they're obliged. Is that okay? Who's over there? Ooh.
Plovdiv. Kol shinui. Shomim?
Shomim. Ma ose shom?
We hear you. What are you doing there?
Every change of place, it's sure that it'll happen to the upper ones as it was in the lower ones?
Repeat. Repeat your question.
Every change of place for the lower ones, for sure it'll happen in the upper ones?
What do you mean, changing place?
That Zon ascends to Abba Ve'ima.
Yes.
So the change is also in Zon after descent. The change is in it and in Abba Ve'ima.
Yes. Why do you ask about that? It's clear, and that's the way it is. We talked about it 10 minutes ago. More? Oh, we had an L.A.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. Hello, other friends.
I feel like the entire thing is talking about Abba and Ima. But I also feel that 99.9% and
they don't know what they're speaking about. Abba, can you explain what Abba and Ima is?
Abba and Ima are Chochma and Bina. Keter is the source of it all. Under it, you have Chochma and Bina, the right and the left. And from Chochma and Bina, we have Zon emerging. So Zon raise the deficiency to Abba Ve'ima when they want to receive from Abba Ve'ima an additional force to bring themselves from their state when they're in Katnut. A state of Katnut is when they have nothing except for Rishimot or Nefesh Ruach Katnut, to a state of Gadlut, adulthood. Just like the Rishimot of Dalet Gimel force them to do. So they raise Rishimot and they demand from Abba Ve'ima, let us grow up. Abba Ve'ima are certainly happy about it, because they themselves built Zon this way, so that in the future Zon will receive in order to bestow all the light of Chochmah in the light of Chassidim. That's why the Rishimot that now rise from Zon to Abba Ve'ima, they're called Man. They get there in Abba Ve'ima the right response. When Abba Ve'ima bring down forces to Zon, these forces are called Mad, made Tchurim. Tchurim means it's water, Maim, which are Chasadim, that has Tchurim in them, the male, the force of Chochmah, and the light of Chochmah. In the light of Chassadim, when it reaches the vessels of reception, it gives these vessels of reception force, an ability to receive in order to bestow. And that's what's done. And more questions?
And what happened? What is Zon itself?
What do you mean, Zon itself? Zon itself is the goof of the Potsuf. Abba Ve'ima are the Rosh of the Potsuf.
Thank you.
Guadalajara.
Hola, Rab. Tenemos dos preguntas.
Hello, Rab. We have two questions. First, what are the conditions or the preconditions in order for a place to change?
A place means deficiency on behalf of the lower one. And the place is called the creator on behalf of the upper one. Like we say, there are mitzvot between a person and the place, meaning a person and God. A place is a state. I'm not sure what you mean when you say a place. We can call it a degree. Zon rise to Abba Ve'ima, to the place of Abba Ve'ima, to their degree.
Chadera.
Good morning, Rav. We learn a new term in the Pticha called Man.
Yes.
Raising Man. It's not the raising man that we speak in our spiritual work, right? From below upward. It's raising man in the system.
What do you mean? And aren't we talking about the system? Aren't we in the system? Where are we? Are we somewhere else?
It seems that here, the Sfira of Zon are in their place?
No, Zon remain below, and they also ascend, and we are the same. When we're asking, we're in our place, and our deficiency, we want it to be absorbed in the group and in the Creator. So that's the meaning of does it mean that I'm incorporated truly in the Creator? No, it's only my deficiency.
So only the deficiency raises Taba and Ima, what you're saying. Only their deficiency raises Taba and Ima, not that the Zon themselves rise.
No, the deficiency rises. The Zon themselves don't rise, they don't descend. In general, this whole system, the way it extended from above downwards, nothing happens. Only deficiencies. Deficiencies from below upwards and abundance from above downwards. That's what's going on. And that's what we're saying, that the Potsufim ascend and clothe on the descending Potsufim. It's all about the external changes in them. And also, everything remains in its place. We read it more than once.
Tveria.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, great friends. What is the Sfirat Da'at?
The Sfirat Da'at is that deficiency that the goof raises to the Rosh.
Is this Sfirat like the middle line, the beginning of it?
We'll learn about it in the future. The middle line is something we didn't learn yet.
Thank you.
Okay, is that it? No more? Right? Am I right saying there are no questions? So let's move on.
100. We might ask about what is written in the Book of Creation, that the 10 Sfirot are 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. It was said that Sfirat Da'at was initiated in the world of Nikudim. Thus, there are 11 Sfirot, Kach Batzon. The answer is that this is not at all an addition to the 10 Sfirot, since we have learned that the Sfirat Da'at is the zone that rose to Man and remained there. Hence, there is no addition here, but rather two discernments in Zon. The first is in the Zon and their place below, which are considered Guf. The second is Zon that remained in Rosh Deaba Ve'ima, since they were already there during the raising of the Man, and there is no absence in the spiritual. Thus, there is no addition to the Ten Sfirot here whatsoever. For the end, there are only 10 Sfirot Kachab Zon here. And if the discernment of Zon remains in Rosh and Abba Ve'ima, it does not add a thing to the 10 Sfirot.
I, as a child, turn to my mother, I nag, and I demand of her. What she gets from me is a deficiency. I cried to her this morning, and she took this deficiency, walked with it during the day, and let's say she brings me ice cream, because I was crying, I wanted it. So my deficiency for that ice cream that she took from me, she was impressed of it, and then she went and she bought it, and she brought it to me. This deficiency is called mad. It's called Sfirat Da'at. Man is when I rose to Ima or to my mother, and mad is what I got from her and what she had and what remains there, by the way, because there is no absence in the spiritual. That's called Sfirat Da'at. What's not clear here? Yes.
In this example, the moment the child asked for the ice cream and got it, so we're gone, no more deficiency.
What's gone?
The deficiency. Also, the ima doesn't feel the deficiency anymore.
He ate the ice cream and that's it. You're correct. And in spirituality?
That's what I'm asking.
There is no question. Did you learn something from me or not?
You gave an example, so I'm asking if the example belongs to spirituality.
Throw the example away. You see, Bala Sunam, I understand these nagging people like you, so he adds another explanation. It's not enough. What is the meaning of there is no absence in the spiritual? You learned this law. What does that mean? If there was once an ascent of man, it stays there. If the mud emerged as a result, it stays there. And you always have this patsuf of the child demanding ice cream from Abba Ve'ima, and the deficiency that exists there in the father and the mother or the mother, and the mud is also that comes down to the child is always there from now till the end of correction.
Because there are the deficiencies to bestow?
Because that's in order to bestow, of course. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in spirituality at all. Why are you asking this? It doesn't suit you to ask such questions. Is this okay? Yes.
The Sfirat Da'at is something that the lower one feels is a connection with the upper one, or is it completely disconnected?
No, Sfirat Da'at is actually the lower, being in the upper. It's in him.
He feels it.
He feels that is in the upper, yes. He enters the upper. Beyond Da'at, he doesn't feel what's going on in the upper. But Da'at, he feels as the connection with the upper. That's a point where they merge, where he's welded into the upper. He bought this place. Where does it come from? Because the upper gave birth to the lower. So the lower can turn. It's as if you're turning to the mother's womb. From there you came, and that's what where you turn to. Yes.
There's another type of connection between the upper one and the lower one, that the achap of the upper one is in Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower one. And what are the two kinds of connection change? Meaning Sfirat Da'at and Galgal Ta'anayim, or achap of Galgal Ta'anayim?
That's on behalf of the upper. When the upper lowers his achap into the Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower.
And that is also the lower one feels the connection, right?
That's true, but it's not the deficiency that came from the lower. It's an action of the upper.
Clear. But it's two kinds of connection between upper one and lower one that the lower one feels too.
Yes, there are a few actions that one clothes in the other, meaning more internal and more external, and clothing the other. More? Yes.
Can we connect this to what we learned yesterday only in the order of actions? Yesterday we learned that the zon, the achap of the upper one, builds a new paltzuf with the galgal ta'anayim of the lower one.
Gadlut de min alef, gadlut de min abet, there's two kinds of gadlut.
I think min alef, the first kind, that the achap of the upper one,
yes,
goes down, integrates and builds a new paltzuf with Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower one. We marked it yesterday as a new partzuf, something new that's created from that connection.
Achap of the upper and Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower?
Yeah, they build a new partzuf. And you said that there's something strange, like Galgal Ta'anayim, that specifically the lower one and the achap is from the upper one.
Yeah, they complement each other.
Exactly. So now we're speaking of the connection of Da'at.
Yes.
Can we just straighten out the order of the actions? When does this happen? When does that happen?
When the lower one raises man, it's him raising man. That's already an action on behalf of the lower one. When the upper performs the action, well, then he connects the lower one to himself. There is a matter here of who causes the action. So usually, it's certainly the upper that causes the action for the first time. The second time, the lower one performs the action on his own. This also happens, something that it resembles the Gadlut de Min Alef and Gadlut de Min Bet, the two kinds of Gadlut. And it happens everywhere. First of all, you should have the action from the upper, then the lower one performs it. That when we said yesterday that you have Keter and Abba Ve'ima and Zon, and they are in Katnut. Now, the fact that Abba Ve'ima receive Gadlut, by that they illuminate to Galgal Ta'anayim and Zon, that clothe on their Achap. Do you remember this? This is Abba Ve'ima. This is Zon. When Abba Ve'ima get Gadlut, first Katnut and then Gadlut. In this Gadlut, Galgal Tainaim of Zon also receive from Abba Ve'ima an additional force. And they connect. Then they connect to Abba Ve'ima. This is 10 Sfirot. This we call Gadlut de Mina Aleph. The first kind of Gadlut. What are you asking?
So a new Partsuf is created.
Yeah, it's seemingly a new Partsuf. You have many of this kind in spirituality, all kinds of combinations, these and those.
So where is the process of that come in here?
No, there is no such a thing. In that, that's something else. In that, it happens that if I have one partsuf. Well, we can draw it this way. And you have a second partsuf. So from this second partsuf, when the upper one enters Gadlut, it enters into Gadlut. And below it, you have the lower one. It's not exactly this way. You have the upper one. And below it, you have the lower one. And the upper is in Gadlut, in 10 Sfirot. The lower is in Katnut. We can call it 5 Sfirot. So, the lower one raises man to the upper, asking from him, this man incorporated in the upper is called Da'at. It's not that the first or the second kind of Gadlut, the lower one doesn't receive it, doesn't get Gadlut. He remains in Katnut, he raises man. What you're asking is as if, where is the previous drawing now, if I can find it? I don't know how to work with this instrument. Okay, so now what you're saying is, once Abba Ve'ima, once Abba Ve'ima bestow to Zon, how can Zon raise man to Abba Ve'ima? How can they raise man to Abba Ve'ima from this achap of them, theirs? That doesn't happen immediately. We'll learn about it soon in Gadlut of Olam HaNikudim. Your question is correct, but it's not this way. Here, he teaches you different states, which are Galgal Tanaim de Abba Ve'ima, Achab de Abba Ve'ima. Achab de Abba Ve'ima are connected to Galgal Tanaim and Zon. When do Galgal Tanaim and Zon connect to Abba Ve'ima? Gadlut of the first kind. When Galgal Tanaim and Zon don't connect to Abba Ve'ima, but ask of Abba Ve'ima to have the force for the Gadlut of their Achab, that's something else. Because what are they asking here? Do you see what I drew here? What did I do? They're asking, give me the strength to activate my Achab. Achab. That's it. That's something else. It's not the completion we have here, the completion of the first kind. Yes?
I'm just asking about the order of events. There's no chronology here somehow?
There is. It's Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. We've learned this, haven't we? We have. Yes. So first, the lights extend from Ketel, then in Abba Ve'ima, then in Zon. That's a chronology. Now, Gadlut of the first kind certainly happens in order to complement the Chap of Abba Vima. But later, you have another Rishimot, Dalet Gimel. That's the main thing. Rishimot Dalet Gimel acts and awakens from the Hideak. It awakens the world of Nikudim from the Hideak, Zonde Nikudim. And then they start raising man to Abba Vima, demanding Zivug Daka of Gadlut. It's not directly from above. There's another factor of Nehideak there. Nehideak. Here you have Daled. When this Daled demands fulfillment, and the Zon that ask for this Daled, they turn to Abba Vima, and that's what they demand. They demand Zivug over the whole, the complete Gadlut. We'll learn this.
Just to make sure, in this demand of the lower one towards the upper one, it's still not that what we just learned about? In the demand you just drew of the Achap, it's not that? There's no Sfirat Dat there? It's a different topic.
Any deficiency from the lower to the upper one, when the upper one absorbs this deficiency, performing a zivug between Chochmah and Bina to supply down to the lower, this deficiency, while it's in the upper, it's called Dat. We'll learn this again. I'm still confused. Okay. What else do we have? Any announcement? Something? Anything?
So we have a few announcements. Evening lesson, you are all welcome today at 5:30 p.m. to watch a live lesson with Rav Leitman on Sviva Tova. Thank you, all the TV viewers. Good day. Course to the introductory to the introduction of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Lam is happy to invite you to an introductory lesson about the wisdom of Kabbalah. Throughout the entire November, all over Israel, admission is 30 shekel. You must sign up in advance. So you can call our toll-free number or go to our website. Good day, everybody. And song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב למעוף של בוקר יום הנה ביונה לבנה עם הלב בפי המרקד שלום